Welcome to Pop Soup, your piping hot serving of pop culture trivia.
Woo!
We're here. We made it.
Haley and Lisa are here. I'm here fully. I was very prepared today.
I was 50%.
I was 50%.
Okay.
Together, well, we're 100%.
Guess what? You both get 50s on the tests that you turned in because they're late.
I was 50.
That's how it would work.
I thought it was like 10% off for every day that you were late on a test or on a test. I don't know, man. That wasn't my strong suit. Mm. School, make it a sport, a soccer related thing. Be mad at me that way.
Okay. 50% of the shots you were supposed to block came in.
Damn.
That's not good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a much lower percentage than like a condom.
Yeah. You want like, I think it's like 5% or something. I don't remember. It's been a long time.
I mean, I assume
been a long,
so 95%
the lowest percentage.
Okay, but there's like a percentage. You know what?
Shouldn't have left.
It's fine.
A dope beat to step two.
Step two. That was nice. Cool. Well, we don't have to banter much.
Yeah, I feel like all the bantering got out when you were yelling.
Yeah,
when I was yelling at
that
y'all.
Was. I think that's badgering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is bantering's like cousin, right?
Yeah, they're related, but they don't get along.
No,
for sure, not well. No. Well,
I do what I have to do as the producer of this show.
Did you do something with your eyebrow?
Yeah, a little.
They're
a little fluffed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You did just right here too.
Just right here. If I put any over on the sides, it makes my brows look insane.
That's why you just
huge.
Have to shave half your eyebrows off.
You know, I'm not there yet personally.
I was there and then I came back and you never really fully come back from that.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah. It's my biggest fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My biggest fear is having half my eyebrows shaved off and not coming back.
Yeah. Then can't it's imagine. Like my entire family dying. But like, yeah.
eyebrows
would be
number
really,
one.
Number
they
one.
Shape the face.
They are.
Yeah.
They're the window shades to the face.
Yep.
That's, I mean, if your eyes are the
and
windows
the eyelashes
to the soul.
Are the
like little curtains.
Blinds.
The blinds.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
My office is the only place in the house now that still has these shitty little paper blinds. And it's driving John nuts. But the curtains that I want in here, like I'm not just like willy-nilly, like, sure, I'm just going to put white in here. Like I want something cool.
Yeah.
And it just drives him insane because he wants it all done and done.
Yeah.
Like the house is incomplete because of it. Yes, it is my room. And my room to me right now is fully incomplete. Like I don't know what the fuck's going on right now. This is just where I put my extra shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what kind of an office
is. It'll gradually over time morph into something that I want. But as of now, it's just
fine.
A repository.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Anyways.
A repository of shit.
Yeah. Basically, yes. That's how I feel about it. But
welcome to my repository of
yes.
shit.
Bienvenidos.
Look upon my shit.
Do you want to do what were you paparazzi for? Have y'all been thinking about that? Because I've also been thinking about that.
Then take
with
it away.
With all the extra time I had.
Whitney gets 100% A+ on her pop soup test this week. Everyone
I do
clap for Whitney.
Live here.
Yeah, if y'all could leave a
do
review.
Do I have applause? No. I thought I had applause. Yeah,
go ahead and leave after
okay,
that.
So
if you could leave a review for the podcast.
Whitney, I think that's, you were
I
now
think
at
I got
95%.
Minus
yeah. Yeah.
Let's see how far you can drop throughout the
Let's
podcast.
Get her down to us. Yeah. We're at 50% right
so
now.
So you're down to 95.
Okay.
I bet I can get up to 67% by the end
you
of this.
You think your grade
credit.
Will improve?
I think I can get some extra credit, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Might be able to.
We'll see.
I don't know. Y'all
how
are the,
the rest of the next, I don't know, hour goes.
Yeah, for sure.
So my paparazzi would be death of a broom woman. No.
Good.
Colon.
You, this is what you thought about.
Yeah.
Okay.
But broom woman takes a spill in the shower.
You fell in the shower.
I fucking straight, like old lady style, fell in the shower. Oh. And I was trying to like, I was about to start shaving my legs. So, you know, it's like exfoliate the fuck out of your legs before you shave. It'll be better.
You got to engage your core.
And
I
was doing that. And so our shower is like one of those square tall standy ones. It's not like half bath, half, you know, like a shower inside
our
tub a bathtub.
Is separate. Our
tub
our
is separate downstairs.
It's a walk-in shower.
Yeah, it's a walk-in shower. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, you know,
walking in.
I'm in it. I'm exfoliating my lower legs. And I started to kind of like lean against the back of the shower to like, so I, you
yeah,
know.
Prop your leg up.
Yeah. And it was too soapy and I fucking slipped
straight on your butt.
Just fell. The door flew open, like suds went everywhere. I have like the weirdest bruises because like I fell on my wrist and like the back of this arm and my butt, and I screamed and John didn't hear me. I was like, I could have bled out in this fucking shower. And he was like, I know, it wouldn't have found you because you take like really long showers. And I was
so this
like,
is a you problem. Yeah.
So anyways, that's what happened to me.
We
it
should get
painful.
You like a little thing to hold on to.
I need a little the
you
old lady
a
bar and a little grip
down. And I will say that's not the best, like there should, why do showers not have just a little foot thing for when you have to shave your legs?
I don't, because
the real world is
made
not made for
men.
Women. Yeah,
yeah,
100%.
And we all know guys don't wash their
assholes.
Legs or
which
anywhere.
Is disgusting.
Yeah.
Mine would be Della Great, type A corporate woman who loves attention, successfully delegates large tasks to more deserving employee gets recognition.
Okay, explain
yeah.
that.
So we have this like giant, huge on-site event this week that was like way more demand for like what our space should actually be. And I started to start to micromanage it at the very beginning of it. I could feel myself doing it. So instead of doing that, I told my assistant, you're just going to handle all of it and just ask me questions when you need to, which put me into a panic for 3 weeks because I wasn't sure how that was going to work because I'm used to holding on to everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it went perfectly. And people kept coming up to me and being like, hey, thanks for doing all of this. And I kept being able like, it wasn't me.
What's your assistant's name?
Damien. Yeah.
Good job, Damien.
All of it. And I didn't have to do anything, even though not doing anything, I was secretly
freaking out
the entire time. But yeah, so learning how to delegate as a manager is difficult to do. But it's worth it because it makes your life actually easier because I got a lot of other more important work done. So mine's all work related.
Anyway, Trojan Experience.
Mm-hmm.
Local female comic and sellout creates quarterly OKRs for an entire department.
Mm-hmm.
Friendships pending.
Friendship pending is the
oh
important
one.
Oh my
gosh.
On that.
Yeah.
Ours are very businessy.
Yeah.
Yours is business and friendships though.
Both of y'all's would be just very boring pictures.
Yeah, it'd just be me in an
mine
office
would
being
be
like
naked no. on the ground
crying
in the shower.
Mine would be me climbing out of a wooden horse. I think that's
oh
with, like,
it would be like
in
okay
hand.
So you'd use maybe AI to create it.
Yeah, it would
okay.
be like a oh my god,
that'll be
can
fun
do that?
Businesswoman
yeah,
coming
can.
Out of a Trojan horse.
I love that.
that would actually be very funny.
Yeah,
well good job everybody.
Yeah,
I'm glad your glamorous paparazzi moments were so corporate.
Yeah, it's the way it works, I guess. We didn't have any.
You didn't
we're not
fall
clumsy
down.
Like you are.
I really did. I was like, fell in the shower is the oldest move.
It happens all the time, though. I feel like I could fall in my normal like fiberglass
tub,
yeah.
Thing.
And you have to get a little grippy thing, and it like hurts your feet a little bit. Like mm-hmm. we've done
I don't
that
want
before.
The grippy. I also don't like the idea of like standing water. You know, it's gonna get moldy and gross. I don't want that.
I'm a bath girly in my heart, but I recognize the fact that I can't take a bath every single day.
Yeah,
yeah. I used to. That's how that was my main form of bathing when I was a child.
Lisa's uncertain about that.
No, I'm trying to remember because at some point you're taught how to shower, and I'm trying to remember. I think I was just like thrown in a shower and
sure.
told figure it out,
like how to learn how to swim, same thing.
Yeah, but I had someone teaching me how to swim.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not the same thing at all.
Yeah.
Mostly not the same thing.
I don't remember being taught. I don't remember.
I don't know
that.
If that's a boy thing only, though.
Because because it doesn't naturally come to them, right, that they should wash their asses.
I know that I've had a lot of like guy friends be like, yeah, my dad would get in his swimming suit and like, you know, kind of taught me how to shower.
I remember just taking baths and showers with our parents.
Yeah.
Just like,
I mean, I don't remember it, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, it's like learning a language. Yeah. You're a kid, it just happens. Yep. Girls naturally absorb it, clearly boys don't.
No.
Because
I also think that there's this different type of showering that you need to do when you're a boy who starts hitting puberty because of how stinky you are. And I'm not saying girls, I have no concept that girls are not gross, because we absolutely fucking are, but the expectation for us not to be gross is a lot higher.
Exactly.
And so like, we don't just learn how to like wash ourselves. It's also like how to like shave and preen.
There's a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Now it's like grooming, skin care and stuff. So it's all that when guys are just like
splishy splash and I'm done. Gross. Well, anyways,
I mean, if you're a teenage girl and there's other teenage boys around, they're all really gross. So just date somebody in their early 20s is what I'm saying. That's exactly correct.
Yes. Especially if they can get you stuff like alcohol.
Especially if they only hang out with other teenagers.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Yep. Hang out with those.
Always the best choices.
Yep. Older boys.
Mm-hmm. Whitney, do you want to go first, since yours is going to be so good because you're so prepared?
I can, sure. I mean, I don't know if the quizzes will be that great, but I'm just ready.
Okay. She just phoned it in earlier than me.
I did.
I'm ready
that's
to take
it.
Some points off today.
I did.
He's at a 95%. Let's see if we get her down to a low B.
So my quiz is guess the Oscar winning song. These are songs that won the Oscar. We're going from a lot of different decades. There's plenty of them. So number one, this one came out in 1990. It was written by Stephen Sondheim, but performed by someone else. Here we go. Sooner or later, you're gonna decide. No, what?
Are we trying to say the name of this song?
Famous person is singing this song.
Is it Barbara Streisand?
Came out in 1990.
Barbara Streisand was alive in 1990?
Can I just say it?
Yes, go
for it. Bernadette Peters?
No.
Damn.
I was about to say, this sounds like Bernadette.
This song that won the Oscar in 1990 is called Sooner or Later, sung by Madonna.
Oh.
For the movie Dick Tracy.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I feel like Bernadette was a good guess.
Bernadette wasn't bad.
Madonna singing as a lounge singer in a musical. So it's kind of like, and she also did Ada, right?
Evita. All right. Number two. This song, I feel like I'm going to give it away if I give most hints, except it came out in 1971. And it is the theme song of this movie.
Saturday Night Fever.
No.
Jesus.
But do you know what it is?
It's one word.
It's by Isaac Hayes.
Yeah.
Oh.
I keep wanting to say Shaq. That's not what
it is. It's very close to that.
Yeah, I can't.
It's the theme from.
I know it, but I can't think of it.
Because he's a detective.
Shaft.
There we go.
All right. Number three. Y'all are going to get this one. It came out in 1987 and was written by and made by John DeNicola, Don Markowitz, and Frank Previte. If I say anything else, it'll give it away. And the song, it'll give it away.
If I know what it is,
but
I'm going
to
count
to
three before I say
1987. Best song in a movie. I mean, you'll know it instantly.
Dirty Dancing.
Did you wait 3 seconds?
I thought I did.
No,
I should have done one of these with my hands to count them out. I never knew who wrote it. Not that I know who any of those people are, obviously.
Well, I was surprised
Patrick Swayze
that Patrick Swayze's song wasn't on. She's like the wind.
Yeah,
she's like the wind.
He sang that.
Yeah,
and it wasn't nominated.
I guess you have to pick and choose.
No, you can nominate multiple songs from the same movie.
But sure, you can. But then it's also like how much the studios are the ones who put the effort through to get them actually to win.
I mean, it's just like presidents.
Yeah, it's exactly like presidents
and voting. Mm-hmm. You're gonna
Patrick
split
Swayze
the vote.
Singing "She's Like the Wind" is my president.
I honestly, I like that song. If I had to choose between those two, mm-hmm. I would choose "She's Like the Wind"
as a song. Yeah,
it's better. Okay, number five from 2002. This was written by Jeff Bass, Louis Resto, and someone very famous. But okay, if I say it, it'll give it away. 2002, and you will get it instantly.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay, I'm trying to think of what movies came out in 2002.
What is this, Haley?
This is Marshall Mathers.
Yes.
8 Mile.
Eight Mile
did
is the movie.
Did he win as Eminem, I'm assuming? Like,
yeah, he is credited as Eminem.
We should do a quiz on people who transition their careers and change their Christian names. Because the idea that like Lady Gaga is going by Lady Gaga and everything instead of Stephanie Germanotta. Yeah. This is a great fucking song.
It really is.
Eminem's still, honestly,
and what is
a
the name
huge
of this
piece
song?
Of shit. Lose Yourself.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This goes hard when you're fucking warming up for a sport. Just
so
yes. You know.
100%.
Yeah.
It's just a good song. Step back to reality.
Who produced it? Gravity. Was it Dre?
He's not in the, at least on the Oscar list of
he
credits.
He would have been if it was.
He's not in it, but... you know, sometimes they forget about Dre, so...
Shit. There she is.
Fuck them for that. Because they forgot about 100%. Dre.
I want to know if y'all can guess this based on the year and the person who wrote it, because the song was iconic for 2007.
Okay.
By Glenn Hansard.
Mm-hmm.
That's...
The guy from...
Mm-hmm. From what?
Top Gun?
No.
Glenn
Hansard and Marketa Erglova.
You know.
Marketa.
But Glenn Hansard is, that's like, he's, okay, here we go. Not Lose Yourself again.
No, do it again. Do it. Can we add Lose Yourself to the board?
We absolutely can.
And it's just the spaghetti part?
Yeah. Spaghetti.
2007, I was graduating high school. Oh, this is from Once.
Yes.
Yeah, and it's not called Falling.
Yes.
Oh,
is it?
It's called Falling Slowly.
This fucking song.
This song is so heartbreaking.
How many times
did
I cry to this song? Yeah.
Ugh. Disgusting. This is like when Damien, what's his name, was...
Damien Rice.
Yes.
Very much.
This was such a fucking vibe for that time. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah.
I thought
100%.
You would recognize the name Glenn Hansard.
I did. I was trying to place it though.
Now I'm like, oh, that's how
I was like, wait, because it put me into Ben Folds category in my brain and I couldn't figure
which
out
is
why.
Close.
This is 100% close. Singer songwriter probably makes a shit ton of money now being in the back end of like a bunch of songs that we don't even realize that he's like written. That's what I'm assuming at least.
Number seven, written in 2022. By M.M. Keeravani. Those are two initials. M.M. Not M.N.M.
No, different person.
And Chandra Bose.
Oh, this is some Bollywood shit.
This is from RRR.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. What is that?
The song is Natu Natu from the movie RRR. Have you never seen it?
Whitney, I've never seen a movie in my entire life. Post 2011, I swore off movies.
If anything,
for political reasons,
you should watch this dance part. It's
amazing. Is it Bollywood?
And but the movie itself is incredible. Mm. It's like 3.5 hours long. It's very
long. Lost me.
But watch the dance scene for that song. It's two guys and they do the dance and it's
If I watch it, can I watch it on my phone in 1 minute increments, not consistently, and by holding down the right screen to go twice as fast?
Yes.
Okay. That's how I'll absorb this.
Number eight. From the movie that came out in 2016, written by Justin Hurwitz, Benji, Benj, B-E-N-J, Benj, Pasek, and Justin Paul. City of
stars. Oh, is this from La La Land?
Yes.
Because that's Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
100. I can tell because I can see the way his mouth is moving while he's singing. Mm-hmm. I look at, yeah.
This is City of Stars.
That was 2016.
Do y'all remember how good the first half of 2016 was?
God, yes.
Yeah.
This movie made me cry a lot. I can't really watch because I'll freak out at the end and cry for a really long time. Number 9 from 1936.
Oh, yeah.
I almost did. I was like, I should do the first one ever.
The first half of 1936.
But I wanted to do one of the oldest songs that is still fully recognizable. Yeah.
Can I guess before you play it?
Sure.
Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
No, that was 1938. I thought it would be too easy.
Is it Putting on the Ritz?
No. Oh. It was written by Jerome Kern and Dorothy Fields and performed by Fred Astaire.
Oh. Is it Anything Goes?
Nope.
Yeah. Do it.
And here we go.
Someday when I'm awfully low. I know the song.
I know the song too.
I'll be thinking.
And here's the title.
Just the way you are.
No.
You look tonight.
The way you look tonight.
Yeah. Oh.
From the movie, The Way You Are.
Look at you.
The movie is Swing Time. Swing Time by Fred Astaire.
I'm assuming it's because of dancing, not because it's about swingers.
I don't remember because I've never seen it.
I bet we've seen it at Grandma's.
No, she wouldn't show us that old of stuff. It's in black and white. Okay. And the final one. Number 10 in 1997, written by James Warder and Will Jennings.
Everyone stand for
the queued up
for the Pop Soup national anthem.
Yeah, you crank that up.
I crank it.
Just so many more people died in the Titanic than I think people realize.
I kind of want to find a way to make sure a Celine Dion reference is made in every episode.
I think
it's
specifically a Titanic
thing. Celine Dion.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
You opened the door. Okay.
I just think, I know that Avatar like kicked Titanic out of the water or whatever for the most box office. I really do think that they need to have a category that's like the most successful movie of all time, and it has to include like soundtrack, longevity. Like it has to have all of that, because a movie, because like I don't know, you can play something from Avatar, even the original one that I have seen, and I wouldn't be able to tell you it was Avatar.
No, but none of the
same thing with like any of the Marvel movies or anything like that. It's not ubiquitous. Like there's not like,
I have a bonus question that's just basically for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Came out in 1998, written by Stephen Schwartz.
Okay.
And open.
And it won.
And it won the Oscar. Long before we
moved, there can be me. Wait, what is this from?
Prince of Egypt.
Yes.
I never saw it.
Didn't even get it.
No, because the ones that I liked was the scary one.
I know.
That's the one that I went hard for, where it's naming all of the Egyptian gods. That's passed through the rest of my life in some kind of way, too. Who sings that? Like, who's the actual singer? Is it a...
Of this one?
Yeah, it's not like a famous person.
No, but Mariah Carey and Whitney Houston did the made-for-TV version or whatever.
100%.
Not made-for-TV, but the radio.
Yeah.
That wasn't them. I preferred the song in the movie, but...
We were a big Prince of Egypt household.
And that's it.
That's it. Good job, Whitney.
Nice.
Queen.
That's your quants?
Yep.
Good soup. I'm ready to go on mine.
Go off, girl.
I guess you're not even giving Lisa a chance.
No, because I want to do one. Sorry. Do you want to go really badly, Lisa? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so what's happening this week in pop culture?
Gypsy Rose?
No, I mean like the grander thing. It happens every single year.
Coachella
is happening.
I almost, yeah.
I'm glad we did. I kind of thought about that. I was like, this would be a very this would likely be one that we would all do on accident at the same time. So Coachella is happening. I'm absorbing it mostly through TikTok right now. Mm-hmm. I'm getting served a lot of Chapel Roan at TikTok content, which is great because I'm so glad that she's getting popular. She's wonderful. So what I'm going to do for my quiz are scandals that have happened at Coachella over the years.
Yay! Yes.
I don't think I said it at the top, but I have Phoebe Buffay sexy voice because I don't have a voice right now from screaming.
It's not that bad.
Mm-mm. I feel it really badly.
You look really gross. Like it.
But do
you
look
gross but, and like
real quick though? That do I look skinny though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what gross but and you skinny.
Look thank you. Gross.
So like indie sleaze.
No.
The stutter and that like
no.
Okay. It's like circus geek meets
like very back of the tent. Yeah,
back of the tent,
back
broom.
Of the tent,
like
broom.
B-team circus freak.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it. That's I've been accused of you're looking the, and being like worse.
Yeah, so. You're the day shift.
Yeah. See, Lisa, here's the thing. I thought we were going for Whitney.
I know. Look, I can flip flop
every once
in
a while.
Are you mad that I took second, took middle?
No, okay, I'm not mad.
I think we know she
I'm
is.
Really Whitney.
I know I'm sisters. The outlier here.
But here's the thing.
What?
There's this one over here and worse.
We are. It's true. Mm-hmm. Do you want to gang back up on Lisa? Is that what's...
I'm just saying, if I keep getting attacked, I'm going to find a reason to go buddy up with John.
Oh.
Then we're all fine.
That'll be weird. All right, let's do
all right.
That'll be weird.
Oh, Coachella. In 2022, Kanye West pulled out of Coachella at the last minute. Why did he do this? Allegedly. It's multiple choice. Because the organizers would not meet his demand of $1 billion to perform. Because the vibes were off. Because he was beefing with Billie Eilish because she was critical of his buddy Travis Scott. Or he literally didn't say anything. He just said he wasn't coming anymore.
I think it's C or D. I think it's he just didn't show.
I think he thought the vibes were off.
He was beefing with Billie Eilish, allegedly.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly, that was not confirmed, but also it was kind of D also at this. You know how this is 2022. Kanye was pretty bad, so a little rambly crazy. But yeah, Billie Eilish was critical of Travis Scott, and he was like, he went on a tirade against like a 20-year-old girl. It was great.
He likes to do that.
He does.
Poor Taylor. What?
Who is that for? You know?
Himself.
What's himself.
That himself.
The voices. In 2015, Justin Bieber got choked out by security when he was trying to enter an at-capacity restricted area of the festival, though he was invited. What other fight did Justin Bieber get into that year? Or what other trouble, sorry, did he get into that year? He got caught smoking pot with Vanessa Hudgens in a porta potty. He didn't have his ID with him and he threw a drink at a bartender because he wouldn't be served. He tried to take a selfie with Rihanna backstage and after telling him no, her security guard had to pull him away. Or he got into a fight on behalf of his good friend Kendall Jenner because they weren't letting her in to an after party because she was underage.
See, Rihanna.
Selfie with, so it's smoking pot with Vanessa Hudgens in a porta potty, not having his ID and throwing a drink, trying to take a selfie with Rihanna and getting shot down, or defending Kendall Jenner because they were underage trying to get into a after party.
I'm gonna go Kendall Jenner for fun.
It was Kendall Jenner.
Yeah.
Beavis was like, let my 20-year-old friend in. And they said no. And it turned into a huge thing. But the bigger headline was the fact that he literally got choked out by security. And it's funny.
I don't remember that.
Choked out.
He got choked, like choke slammed.
I know.
Yeah. He got choked out at Bangers, too.
But like choked until he passed out.
No, choked out. Like he got choked.
To me, getting choked out is
like you're done.
Like you okay. go out.
Well, that I don't have that same connotation to it, but he got choked, like grabbed by the throat. Yeah.
Damn.
In 2012, Tupac returned to stage from beyond the grave as a hologram. Which artist or artists were performing with the Tupac hologram? Was it Dre, Snoop, Dre and Snoop, or Dre and Snoop and Lana Del Rey?
I'm going D for fun.
Yeah. Give me that date.
No.
Give
wouldn't that be fun? Give me that date. It was Dre and Snoop, naturally.
Yeah. Okay.
But Lana Del Rey is just kind of like, at this point, I think, a Coachella fixture.
I feel like Lana Del Rey and Tupac would have dated or something.
100%. Yeah.
Like, they
and
have...
Jada Pinkett Smith would have been pissed about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she would have been.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, totally. Also in 2012, who allegedly hooked up with someone in a porta potty? Was it Vanessa Hudgens, Gerald Butler, Bradley Cooper, or Cara Delevingne?
Vanessa.
Gerard.
That's Gerard.
Really? I'm a loser.
He looks like a guy who would make out with somebody in a porta potty.
Yeah,
to be fair.
Dude.
I'd make out with Gerard Butler in a porta potty.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah.
I think that was maybe the year he was in Gamer. I don't know. But that movie was aggressive.
Also, I bet they were probably back where the at least air
the
conditioned
nicer
porta
potties
are
where the little like suites that you go into. Yeah. I know. I think I imagine that he's in not even the like handicap porta potty.
He's
like,
in
the
a
normal
straight
porta
up
potty
one.
Yeah, that'd be. I would do it. Is he a fun? He's a drunk, but he's a fun. Is that his like?
Is he like? Do you mean in general? Is he supposed
yeah,
to be like?
Are the blind items and stuff about him usually like about him being like wasted at parties and stuff? But it's not like scary.
He seems like a party boy.
His face is real swollen.
Yeah,
like bloated face.
Yeah,
he's still handsome.
He round face.
Mm-hmm. In 2011, Coachella queen
Vanessa Hudgens,
thank you, was seen dipping her finger into a bag of a white substance and then pulling out the contents and putting it in her mouth. What did Vanessa say the substance was? Powdered sugar from a funnel cake that was previously in the bag, melted white chocolate, cocaine, specifically good cocaine, or she denied it happening entirely, even though there's photos of it.
God, I wish it was, she just straight up said it was cocaine, but I'm going to say funnel cake residue.
I'm going to say D.
That she just denied it entirely. Yeah. She said it was white chocolate.
Oh.
What?
Here's the thing. Like, I bet it wasn't actually cocaine because the way that they, like, explained. Because, like, yeah, you can, like, do gummers and stuff. But yeah. She's like, and you can also eat cocaine, I guess. But, yeah.
You sounds more like MDMA to me.
Maybe, yeah. It could be.
Also, like, why not say it's, what's the aspirin powder?
Yeah, but, like, it's not probably, 1960.
No.
Yeah,
just say it's Quaalude. He's right. Completely yeah. off the wall.
Or just be cool.
It was glitter, bitch.
Yeah.
I was eating glitter. It was 2011.
Yes, that was me, but it wasn't my finger. You can't prove that.
Oh, just focus on like the wrong thing. I wasn't putting it into my mouth.
Yeah.
In 2015, who did Madonna kiss potentially against their will on stage? Because she was performing. She was a headliner.
What year?
2015. Was it Jack White, Drake, The Weeknd, or Azalea Banks?
The Weeknd.
I think it was Drake.
It was Drake.
Yes!
And there's a really... It's like both of them are kind of trash people. I don't know. I love Madonna, but like
she's
I get
playing
it.
Tonight.
Where?
At the Irwin Center. At the
Irwin Center.
And tomorrow. Tonight and tomorrow. We're trying to see if we can get like
RoboCop
cheap tics for tomorrow.
Well, Madonna always... She's still doing like the overly sexual thing, which is like good. She's on brand or whatever. But when she did the Drake kiss, it was like a too much... And she pulled away and he did the gross out face. And I'm like, shut the fuck up, Drake. I'm sorry that she's not a 16-year-old girl.
Right?
Allegedly. All those people did perform at 2015 Coachella, though. Pink Floyd's frontman Roger Waters lost what during his 2008 Coachella set?
His mind.
Never had it, buddy. His wife's pet pig.
Oh, God.
A two-story inflatable pig. His assistant's whose nickname, his self-described nickname, is Piggy, or a statue of Miss Piggy that he keeps in his dressing room that's part of his rider in his contract?
A, his wife's pig.
B, a two-story inflatable pig.
A two-story inflatable pig that was part of the...
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the thing that goes out into the crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it just...
It went away.
And he posted on social media like ISO inflatable pig.
I don't know how it disappeared.
It just was gone. It's one of those things like probably pop, probably got, you know, whatever.
That's
but
delightful.
I didn't see any updates on whether it got found or not.
It wasn't meant to be found.
That pig was flying. Mm-hmm.
It was. Pigs flew. Pig flew.
Selena Gomez, Kendall Jenner, and Sarah Hyland were all accused of cultural appropriation in 2014 because they wore what to Coachella? Did they wear dashikis? Did they wear dreadlocks? Did they wear bindis? Or did they wear a Native American headdress?
It's the headdress.
I'm going to do a throwback bindi.
It was bindis.
Ah, shit. Yeah. Yeah. Which, what is a bindi?
Bindi
again?
Is the daughter, the marker.
The Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. Original.
Eyebrows.
Original appropriator.
The original appropriator, for sure.
She invented it.
She kind of did. Next question. Which celebrity caught flack for wearing a Native American headdress in 2014? So same year as the previous one. Was it Elle Goulding, Emma Roberts, Alessandro Ambrosio, or Pharrell Williams?
Trick question, all of the above.
Is it the model, right?
It was Alessandro Ambrosio. Yeah. And I did try
I'm
to...
sticking to my
I know,
answer.
It's fine. I did try to look up to see, specifically ask the question of what celebrities have worn Native American headdresses to Coachella. And they're really not that many, but a lot of them just have worn them. Like, there's definitely pictures of Vanessa Hudgens in a headdress. Pharrell Williams wearing a headdress. A lot of these people have, but specifically at Coachella, I could only find Alessandro Ambrosio. So
I think it's mostly influencers that started popping off, being like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Maybe don't do that. So, but that's my Coachella quiz.
Bad gal Coachellas.
Also related, who did not go to Coachella this year?
Vanessa
Hudgens didn't go to Coachella this year.
Because she's pregnant.
She real pregnant. I could see her, but pregnant at Coachella.
Sounds like her.
Big vibe. She couldn't be eating white chocolate out of a bag, though.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yep. We have a holiday coming up.
We do. What holiday?
420.
Oh, yes.
That's me and Brandon's sober anniversary.
That's sweet. Mm-hmm. It's so
not
sweet.
Not from pot.
Yeah. Not
alcohol.
From weed.
Right. What I'm going to do here, this is how this quiz is going. I'm going to give you a quote. You're going to tell me what movie it's from. There's not a multiple choice on that. You'll get it pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And then we've got questions about the movie.
Okay.
Number one, it'd be a lot cooler if you did.
That is Matthew McConaughey in Dazed and Confused.
Correct. How many times is man said in Dazed and Confused?
Does that have a multiple choice?
Nope.
Do we have an this over
is,
under?
This is the closest without going over.
27.
36.
Haley wins. It's 203.
Shut up.
203 times.
That's crazy. I love that.
That is how many words are in a script.
I know.
Yeah.
Second question for Dazed and Confused. How much of the budget was spent on acquiring rights to songs? 10%, 1/6, 1/5, or 25%?
A fifth.
25%.
1/6. Not as much.
I like how close your percentages
1/7 percent, 1/8 percent.
A baker's dozen times two.
Yes.
This one, okay. This is your quote. Person one, hey man, am I driving okay? Person two, I think we're parked, man.
Is that
Super Troopers?
It's an older movie.
How older?
70s.
Oh, is it Cheech and Chong?
Yes. Yeah. Up in Smoke.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Which Mike Judge show was inspired by Up in Smoke?
Beavis and Butthead?
Yes.
They're two idiots hanging out and doing drugs, basically, right? Mm. Did Beavis and Butthead do drugs?
I don't think they
openly
show it.
They didn't show that on TV. Yeah, it was more like they're just burnouts.
They're just watching music videos.
Yeah.
Next quote. Marijuana is not a drug. I used to suck dick for coke. You ever suck dick for marijuana?
This is a more recent one.
90s.
Is it Half-Baked?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dash Bob Saget.
You know why I know these, I feel like?
Bob
Saget. Because they were always on Comedy Central in the middle of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was not a cameo in Half-Baked? Cameo.
Thank you.
Margaret Cho, Jon Stewart, Janine Garofalo, or Tracy Morgan?
Tracy Morgan.
Margaret Cho was not.
Why did we go to Tracy Morgan so quickly?
Because I don't remember him in that movie.
I don't think he's that kind of... movie funny, like druggy movie funny.
I guess he had a cameo in it.
Yeah. Cameo.
Yeah, well, that's just like your opinion, man.
Yeah, that's like the Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times is man said in the Big Lebowski?
Shit.
275.
207.
I'll go backwards and Whitney won. It's 147.
I was shooting for the moon on that one.
How many times is the dude said?
50.
Or dude, sorry.
78.
I'll go with 50.
Whitney wins. It's 161.
Yes.
I have no concept.
Dudes. The dude said he was a roadie for which band who were a bunch of assholes? Motley Crue, Black Sabbath, Slayer, Metallica. Who was the dude a roadie for?
Motley Crue, Sabbath, Slayer, or
Metallica.
I'm going to say Sabbath.
It's Metallica.
Shit.
All those are believable.
Next quote. Go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all of this to blow over.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yep.
Correct. What nickname does Sean's mother call Sean? Bacon, pickle, pudding, biscuit.
Isn't it pickle? Pickle. Why do I think I just want pickle right
it
now?
It is pickle.
It is pickle. Okay, I thought it was piglet or something, but pickle is close. So.
You said, because I want cottage cheese, but I also want a
you
pickle.
You also want a pickle. Yeah. Okay.
What are the other two movies in the Three Flavors Cornetto trilogy?
Whatever, End of the World, Puppet, The End of the World.
That's called The World's End.
World's End. Yes.
And then the other one is Hot Fuzz.
Yeah. Yes.
Which is the best one? Hot Fuzz.
See, I go back and forth between Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. I love both of them a lot.
I feel like
The World's End is good, but I didn't get as into it.
It's not.
If I saw it, I don't remember seeing it. I like watched it in like a Redbox.
It's kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah. Hot Fuzz is one of those. You know, I think we had talked about it before, where if somebody says a word, then automatically a quote from a movie comes to your head, and it's usually unrelated. So if somebody says sand, I think Yate Sand, like from Raising Arizona. Mm-hmm. If somebody says boy, I think you ain't seen Bad Boys 2.
I always think you ain't seen Bad Boys 2.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I have two quotes from this movie.
Okay.
Hey, look, it's like my thumb is my cock. Second quote. Well, sir, I feel like a slice of butter melting on top of a big old pile of flapjacks.
Is that from Superbad?
Mm-mm.
No, that's
not from Superbad.
This one was a little hard.
I don't know this one.
Another quote from this one is, another moment from this one has to do with a cross joint, a joint shaped like a cross.
Oh, is it Dogma? Mm-mm.
No, it's oh my God, I imagine it. I can see it. I don't know.
A tropical fruit going real fast.
Okay. Pineapple Express.
See. How many times is the word fuck mentioned in Pineapple Express?
210.
360.
Going closest would be Haley. It's 180.
Okay. I'm just putting numbers out there, man. Mm-hmm.
What was James Franco reading in between takes of Pineapple Express?
Oh, God. Communist Manifesto.
No. Was it Infinite Jest? Mm. Atlas Shrugged? The Iliad or Beowulf?
I want it to be Beowulf.
Infinite Jest.
I want it to be Beowulf.
Actually, I think it's Atlas Shrugged.
Because that's what, when you're in remedial reading in the ninth grade, that's what you read and write a report on.
Well, I mean, if you go remedial senior year, it is the Iliad. Uh-huh. All right, second to last one here. Person one. Dude, where's my car? Person two. Where's your car, dude?
I couldn't tell it.
Schindler's
what movie?
What is Dude, Where's My Car called in Quebec? Is it Two Idiots on the Run, Two Lost Fools, Two Incompetents on the Run, Two Lost American Men?
Two Lost Fools.
I want it to be the one that's French. Incompetent.
It's Two Idiots on the Run.
Okay.
All right. Last quote.
I don't like it.
We had two bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, and a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers. Also a quart of tequila, a quart of rum, a case of beer, a pint of raw ether, and 2 dozen amyls. Now, not that we needed all of that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
Fear and Loathing.
Yes. Who gave Johnny Depp advice on playing Hunter S. Thompson after playing Hunter S. Thompson himself? Gary Oldman, Willem Dafoe, Bill Murray, or Bryan Cranston?
Gave him advice after the fact.
Mm-hmm. This person had already played Hunter Thompson.
Both of them have? So like Johnny Depp played Hunter S. Thompson, obviously, and this other person has also played Hunter S. Thompson. Mm-hmm.
Gary Oldman, Willem Dafoe, Bill Murray, Bryan Cranston. Bill Murray is correct.
I feel like Bill Murray would like get Hunter S. Thompson. Mm.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's from Where the Buffalo Roam. And it's interesting looking at pictures of him in that movie and comparing, because it's just so similar.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They're just different fonts.
So that's your stoner movie quiz.
I like
quiz.
The nice. Stoner movie quiz. Hell yeah. I'll add in like bong sounds. Hell yeah. I don't have any. No. Sure. I'll put in a bong sound though. Well, good job. Good
delicious soup, everyone.
Delicious soup.
Slurped it down.
Ew.
Slurping it out.
I hated that. Man, slurping it out.
Soup.
Can we slurp out? Can that be our sign
off?
That
sounds like
slurping out.
It's like a reverse.
Keep slurping.
Okay. And then I'll reverse that sound. Because you're slurping out.
I just think that we should start using the term slurping out.
Slurp it out.
It's normal. Hey, guys, you gotta slurp out.
Ew, it's so gross. It's slurp out.
Slurping out around 9 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Good job. Okay. Slurp out. Bye. Oh, shit. There we go.
The second time
everyone, shut up.